Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up. A power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
take that from you.
I see you. I'm mocking.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. Being Mother's Day is on Sunday, and my show is done on Wednesday, so I thought it'd be more fitting to do a little Mother's Day special in the middle of the week for all the mothers that's listening in today. And for those that may not be online, call a friend, call a neighbor, a mother, and give them the number, which is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. We're going to talk about mothers today. And everyone can say something I know good about their mother or their grandmother that raised them. So before we start, we have a few moments of prayer. Dear Lord, you are a God of truth. Let me be a woman of truth. Sometimes speaking the truth is difficult. But when I am weak or fearful, Lord, give me the strength to speak words that are worthy of the one who created me, so that others might see your eternal truth reflected in my words and my deeds. Lord, make me a worthy example to my family and friends. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is mothers. And again, I will say happy Mother's Day. I know it's in the middle of the week, and Mother's Day is not until Sunday, but I thank God for today to talk about mothers. You know, we're going to talk about the two different types of mothers. And I know a lot of you all, when you saw the little advertisement, you're saying, what is she talking about? What is she saying? Well, we coming from the Bible spiritually. You know, there are different types of mothers in the world today. And it would probably take months or years to classify them all. But let's concentrate on the characteristic and the attribute of two different types of mother. First of all, there are mothers who love their children dearly. If it was possible, they would fight all their battles. They would try to solve all their problems. And they would try to endure all of their pain. You know, mothers, that's the way you are. This type of mother would go hungry in order for her children to have food to eat. I know a lot of you all have experienced that. You only had a little. Mother says she is full. But she makes sure her children had whatever amount she had. And if it wasn't enough for her, she would make sure her children was fed. Also, this same mother worked and would work two jobs to make sure her children had clothing on their back and shoes on their feet. Y'all, a lot of you all can relate to that, where mother is juggling two and three jobs to make ends meet, especially a single mother, trying to put food on the table, clothing on your back, get everything that you need for school. These things a mother would do for her children. You know, mothers are a blessing and a strong tower to their family. A mother will sacrifice all and everything for her little ones. You know that have happened sometime in your life. You can bring it back into your memory bank. You haven't forgotten it. She sacrificed her energy, her time, sleep, money, the whole works. She never worried or complained when she had to do and use her paycheck to buy clothing and food for her children, knowing that she would not be able to buy herself a new dress. I know a lot of mothers can relate to that today. How you use your paycheck when you wanted to get something extra for yourself, even a pair of stockings, but you say, no, that dollar or $2 could go on a pair of socks for Johnny or for Sue or for a slip she may need or some personal hygiene. And you say, no, let me buy her a new dress, a new pair of shoes, or a new coat that she needs because the winter is coming. You know, she is contented as long as her children are healthy, happy, fed, and clothing. And in the meantime, she has to think about if you get sick, how she get to the drugstore to get that cold remedy or reach back and get some of that old remedy to give to you. But she may have run out of Kleenexes or paper towels. Or she may not have had sufficient toilet paper. But she has some soft cloth she could clean your face with or your nose with. Then she looked in the pantry and saw you needed some face towel, bath towel, soap. She thought about all those little things that her children needed, that she put herself on the back burner for her children. What a blessing. Now when her children are sick, she does not worry about not getting any rest, even though she has a job to go to. She's up checking their temperature, getting them cough medicine if she hear them coughing during the night, sitting up, hugging them, holding them, praying for them, reading over them, anointing them with that olive oil. That's a mother. She will stay up all night rocking and comforting her sick children. I know a lot of you all that's grown now can think about that. But have you ever told mother, thank you, mother, for the nights you walked the floor with me? Thank you, mother, for staying up when you could have been asleep. Do you ever say, thank you, mother, for getting me those shoes that I needed when holes was in my shoes, but you put a piece of cardboard in yours and kept moving on? Did you say, thank you, mother? When you think of all the things that mother have done for each and every one of you, whether a man or whether a young lady, did you take time to say, thank you, mother? You know, we mothers are very strong individual. Who else can do what we do? After a long, hard day at work, we come home to cook, to clean, to wash, to iron, and then attend to the little ones that's still at home. Do you say thank you, mother, for that hot meal that you cooked for us, that you washed our clothes for us, that you ironed our clothes so we wouldn't have to go to school, to church, or out to play wrinkle up? You know, the things a mother would do for her children. It is amazing to think that one person can accomplish so much in a day. Mothers are life-saving, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I am sure you have heard on the radio or seen on television where a child is trapped in a burning house or building. The mother is not thinking about being brave or courageous, but only with one thought, my child is in that house. Some of you all have been caught in fires. I'm giving you examples on what this first character of the mother that does for her child. The mother raced into the burning building, into the house, into the apartment, to save her child. She does not think about the consequence or the aftermath. She may have a tragic death, or her body could be disfigured for life. With severe burns, none of these things are concerned at the moment. Her child is her top priority. The things a mother would do for her children. Just think about that, men and women, boys and girls. Mother's Day is every day, not just one day a year that man have put on the calendar, but Mother's Day is every day. When there is another type of mother similar to the mother above, but there is one major difference, we go into the second character and attribute of a mother. This mother is a holy mother. She has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Besides providing love and care for her children, her love goes much deeper because she knows everyone, even her children, will have to spend eternity somewhere. That means it's either heaven or hell. She starts teaching her child young about Jesus. She starts taking them to church. Even in the womb, she continues on taking them to church. When they are young, when they get older, when they get even on their own, she say, "Don't forget Jesus. Don't stop going to church. That's how we made it." You know, when you think about what God has done for you, you know how love goes much deeper because she know everyone, even her children, would have to spend eternity somewhere. And she says either heaven or hell. Undoubtedly, this mother has spent many countless hours in prayer for her son or daughter, crying out, "Oh, Lord, save my child." Praying, "Lord, keep and protect my child wherever they are." Even when you leave to go to school, she kiss you on the forehead, kiss you on the cheek, and tell you how much she love you. She going to be praying for you, get your lesson. You know all the things that mother tell you on your way out to school, on your way to church. You know, as a holy mother, I know she worried about her son and daughter, even that's not a year old. She became concerned the minute that child was conceived. You know, you can look at the situation and the condition of this world. That is currently, it is bad news everywhere you turn. Every time you turn on the TV, you hear about somebody has done something to a child. And a mother, that's a holy mother, she think about, "Lord, I thank you for me being a mother of standard of integrity. I thank you for being a mother of God, where I love my children. I put them in your hands, Lord." And she immediately began praying for her babies. You know, I explained to the Lord that I wanted my child to be raised in the holy way that he had been ordained to be. Also, I began reading the word of God to my child because one day I want my child to be holy like his mother and father. And that means when the child is still in the womb, you read the word to him. You read it out loud. Rub your stomach, those that's pregnant, those that have had their baby. Read to your child. Teach them how to pray. "Yes, I want to grow up in the church." When you read Proverbs 22 and 6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he shall not depart from it." This is what I want for my son. And I have a responsibility to teach him about God's word and instill in him Christian moral and value. You know, being of good moral character and demonstrating good judgment is not enough. Everyone on this earth must be born again. So we start telling our children young about Jesus. Start bringing them up in a Christian home. Don't let them talk to you no any kind of way. That's a holy mother. Don't be out partying with your children. That's a holy mother. Bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. You know, it worries me to see so many of our children on drugs and alcohol and in jail or prison. I do prison ministry. And every week I see them coming in younger and younger to face hard time behind prison wall. It's not that all mothers have not raised their children in the admonition of the Lord. Some go to listening to the prayer pressure out there. Some want to consider because they feel they've grown that they don't have to listen to mother anymore. But mother, excuse me, is going down on her knees morning, noon, and night praying for her children, praying that they won't get caught up in the drug scene, praying that they won't get hooked on alcohol, praying that they won't go to jail, praying that they won't go to prison. So you are always on mother's heart, her apron string of the word. She's still carrying you around till the day God called her home. She's still caring for her children. It may not be mentally all the time, physically, spiritually, but she's carrying you in her bosom. She's asking God to take care of you each and every day. She know what God want for y'all to become. You know, I constantly think about it, and I do not want this for my son or any children or my grandchildren that I may have in the future. I do not want this nightmare to happen to any mother. And it's a nightmare when you read the paper and when you look on TV and see how fathers are putting their children in the refrigerator, how they're throwing them down the well, how they're kidnapping them, raping them, abusing them, a mother selling her children for crack. That's a worldly mother. But when you think about a holy mother that taking care of her children, nourishing her children, those that figured they couldn't take care of their children, they give them up in adoption for a better home, a better life. But that's a scar they carry for the rest of their life. If I were to raise my child, where is my child? Do my child know me? Do they have characteristics of me? You know, you think about that being a mother. You don't just give up that right when you carried that baby for 9 months and you didn't see that baby no more. Some mothers leave them on the steps. Some put them on the church steps. Some put them at the fire department. Some give them to relatives. But when you are true, born-again mother, that love your child, you will go to the ends of the earth for your child. You don't want those nightmares to haunt you. You know, as our children grow up inside of us, we love them more each and every day. Although each prenatal visit showed that my child was healthy and developed properly, I was still praying for my child. Also pray for myself. I prayed to the Lord, asking him to help my husband and I do to be good parents. You know, furthermore, I prayed for the Lord to watch over me because a lot of women have died before, during, and after childbirth. Some children come up not knowing their mother because they passed away in childbirth. And I used to wonder, me, I don't know about you, but I used to wonder when they say 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot out when you go into labor. Because it could be something could happen at a split second that you could lose the mother or you could lose the child. Or you could lose both. It's in the balance and in God's hand. So parents, think about that. You know, pray for the Lord to watch over your children. No matter what's going on in your life, protect your children at all costs. You know, I prayed to the Lord, letting him know that I didn't want a difficulty later, labor, or any complication. Well, you know, Satan was listening. He be listening to our prayers. Unless we speaking through the Holy Ghost in tongue, the enemy hear you, your prayers. You know, and you think about it, to make a long story short, my son was born in August the 21st, 1972. Born a healthy and a normal child. Couldn't have asked for anything better. 2 months old, I'm going to give you my story as a mother. At 2 months old, my child started not taking his bottle, not wanting to have anything to eat. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Took him to the hospital, nurses and stuff handling it. And come to find out, now grant you now, a safe delivery. They found nothing wrong with him as he was growing. But 2 months old, going into 3 months old, them handling him at the hospital. He started getting ill and ill, couldn't figure out what's going on. Here he was, a case history for the United States Army in Munich, Germany, diagnosed with tuberculosis, bacteria, spinal meningitis that left him with brain damage, left him where he couldn't talk, he couldn't walk. He didn't know nothing. I had to go through the process with God, not by myself, but with God, to teach him how to walk, how to talk, how to crawl. I might be going in different sequences, but I'm showing you how a holy mother. I prayed the whole time my baby was in the womb. I cared for my baby when he came out. I continue on care. When everybody say put him in an institution, he's going to be a vegetable if he live. But I never gave up on my son. My son is now 39 years old. Walking, talking, love the Lord, is a praiser, give God the glory, teaching him things that he can do now for himself. He know his colors, he can dress himself. I'm telling you from a mother's point of view, what God brought us through. If it had not been God on our side, when husband didn't want to, except he was going to have a special need child, he couldn't accept it. The oldest child, which was a daughter, she couldn't accept it. So that left everything on me. I nourished him. I did everything God told me to. I gave him back to God, and God worked on him. The only residue he may have now is he don't read or write. But if you would look at him today, you would never know all the things that the army doctors told me that he would never do. If he lived, he would be a vegetable. But my faith and trust as a mother was in God. I didn't give up on my son. I continue, and still with him, 39 years old, still working with him. Still doing whatever time I hear it's a new program or something that he can get in. I put him in it. He loved the Lord. This year, he's going to preach his first sermon where they told me he couldn't read and write. But if you tell it to him and let him hear it on tape, he's going to memorize as much of it as he can. He can, somebody read to him and get him to say his faith confession and start just letting him know you can do it. The word of God say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm just telling you and sharing you some of my testimony as a mother, that it can be done with God at the head of your life. And you know, I want to be well and able to raise my own children. I prayed to the Lord, letting him know that I didn't want to let my child just go no anywhere, do no anything. So I give God praise today. He started with seizures when he was little. I thank God that God took him from them seizures. Hospitalization for 2 years, 3 years of his life. He didn't know how to do things like ordinary children. I had to teach him. So, you know, that took time. Teaching him how to crawl, teaching him how to know when he had to use the bathroom, which one he had to do, toting him on my hip until he was 4.5 years old, where he could start teaching him how to walk again. Parents, love your children, who what God gave you. Even if you have a special needs son or daughter, don't throw them away. Don't cast them off for somebody else to do for them. God will give you the strength. I'm a living witness. He will give you the strength. That's why I can tell you Mother's Day is every day. They bring joy to your heart and to your mind. I don't want to be teary-eyed today because I want to cheer somebody else up that might be going through something right now where they lost their child or they're trying to adopt the child. Just continue on trying. Don't give up. It's so many children that's out there right now want to be loved, want to have a good home, want to be able to live a Christian life. And God have given each and every one of us an opportunity to be able to share with somebody else. You may feel like you don't have any children. You can adopt somebody's neighborhood child. Be a godmother, a godfather. You know, God is just so good. Mothers, we have a right to be concerned about our children. When we think about God's giving us babies and what a bundle of joy it is, sure, when they get older, they're going to do things just like you did or I did. We may not understand it right then why they're doing this and why they're doing that. They're in their pubertal age and they're coming up in stage where you just got to stay with them, stay on them, but let them know you still love them. You know, they are our future and our offspring. They are part of us, our flesh and blood. We should try to always be there for our children. We should encourage them in this life and support them in whatever way we can. That's for mothers, holy mothers that love their children. Encouragement and support are more valuable than money, silver, and gold. If we was not encouraged along the way, we may have given up because someone said, you can do it, we succeeded. Somebody along the way told you, don't give up, mother. I know it's hard right now. You don't know where your next meal is going to come from, your children. You don't know how you're going to keep the water on, the lights on, the gas on for them. You don't know how you're going to be able to send them to school looking right. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. But we got the one that knows, which is Jesus. You know, and as I went through, I hope you have your paper and pencil. I'm going to give you a few scriptures you can read. It's in Proverbs. When I read Proverbs 31 and 10, I think I'll turn it over to it and read just a few of these here for you. Just in case you're listening right now and you may not be by your Bible that you can open it up. But I'm going to read Proverbs 31. And you, all of you women should know what Proverbs 31 is, what type of woman that is. That is a blessed woman of God. And 31 and 10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. My, 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 my. And when you go down to the 12th verse, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And then you go to number 15. She rises also while it is yet night, and giving meat to her household and portion to her maiden. Here you're talking about a virtuous woman. This woman do everything for her children, for her family. And as you read on, you know, she considers the fear. You know, she planted a vineyard. She lays her hand to the spindle. I'm just, you know, saying just some of this stuff. You can read it for yourself. Today, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Are you a Proverb 31 mother? Are you a Proverb 31 grandmother? Because you may have been like myself when my daughter passed at age 25. I had to raise my two children, grandchildren. I thought I was through raising children. But God said not so. So I had to start all over again raising grandchildren. Now I'm helping with the great-grand. So, you know, God is just so good. And, you know, as you read these scriptures, you know, the scriptures describe to me a good mother, also a good wife. You know, as I was reading them, and I mean, I just got so much comfort in knowing to bring this show. Since Mother's Day is steadily approaching, it's Mother's Day every day. But some people don't get to be recognized for Mother's till Mother's Day. They want to shower you with gifts, with flowers, with candy, take you out to eat, buy your outfit. But what happened to the rest of the 360 days? You took out 5 days in the year to do just those things, but what happened to the 360 days? It's Mother's Day every day. You know, as I went to the scripture, Solomon is saying, it is difficult to find a noble, moral, and a righteous woman. This type of woman is priceless. Her value far exceeds rubies or any precious stone. She is of great value because she cares and loves her husband and children. Her husband trusts and depends on her, so there is no need to look for love elsewhere. A virtuous woman is not deceitful, but does all the good she can. She takes care of her household so they would not be in need of anything. A godly, holy woman take care of her household, keep her house clean, keep her children clean, keep them studying the word of God, keep them so when they come to the table, they know they say grace. She is doing everything that she knows to keep her family and her children together. And you know, she's of great value because she cares and loves her husband and children. Her husband trusts and depends on her. So there is no need to look love elsewhere. A virtuous woman is not deceitful, but does all the good she can. She takes care of her household so they will not be in need of anything. This is a very industrious woman. She rises before dawn to prepare a wholesome meal for her family. And they are clothed with the best scarlet, silk, and purple. My. Her strongest characters are strength, honor, and wisdom. Also, she is gentle and kind, for she has obtained a good name above the ordinary woman. She is blessed. Most important, she respects and acknowledges God. You'll find that in Proverbs the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse, and I'm going to go right over there and read that. The word of God said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That means she acknowledged God in all her ways, no matter what she go in. She's trusting in God in verse 5 with all her heart, and she's not leaning to her own understanding. She is going before God because she know God is in charge of everything. She's giving God the praise. She's giving God the glory because she is a virtuous woman. My. You know, most important, she respects and acknowledges God. A virtuous woman is worthy to be praised because a good name is above great riches, silver, and gold. When you think about that, a good name will follow you to the day you leave here. No matter how much gold you got, how much silver, how much money, what pretty house you got on the hill, but a child that would let other people know how good my mother is, what my mother does for me, what I do for my mother. I just don't wait to a special day on the calendar and say Happy Mother's Day. I shower my mother with flowers, with gifts, with love, with kisses, with a card. It don't even have to be her birthday or Mother's Day. But I show her how much I love her. She could have aborted me. She could have given me away. But my mother kept me through her struggles, through her tears, through her pain. She kept me. She nourished me. She provided for me. And I thank God for that. When I think about the virtuous woman, my mother go in that category. You know, mothers continue in the faith. That's what I'm going to tell you today. Mothers, no matter what come up, continue in the faith. Continue to be godly examples for your children. For if you faint not in due season, you shall reap the harvest. Also display godly and mother characters, and your children will always love and honor and respect you. You don't have to wait till one day in the year to say, Mother, I love you. Happy Mother's Day. You can say that every day. You can call Mother on the job if she's working. If she's at home, you can say, Mama, I just call to tell you how much I love you. Mother's Day is meant to be celebrated, especially when it means celebrating you and your friend, which is your mother. It's Mother's Day, so relax, rest, and respect. Happy all about your day. Take Mother out to eat sometime. Don't just wait till it's a special occasion, but do what you can for Mother. She would appreciate it. She would love you for that. Because, I mean, you don't miss your water till your well run dry. Other words, prayer, prayer. You don't miss Mother until she gone. You need to be able to carry Mother, even when she's gone off the scene. You can, when Mother's Day come around, you can say, you know what? She's right here, right here in my heart. I think about the things we used to do when she was alive, or she's in a nursing home right now. She might have Alzheimer's, and she might not even remember who you are. That's all right. You show God you're going to be faithful to the end. You're going to go by and see her. You're going to go by and make sure her hair is combed. She's well kept. She's been fed. You're going to go by and check on your mother. You're going to go by and check on your grandmother, your aunt, your godmother. They're all women. You want to let them know how much you love them, how much you care for them. Because it's all about mothers. Because when you think about it, they're the one brought us into this world. You never get too grown or too old to tell Mother, I love you, Mother. I appreciate, Mother, what you did for me. Even when I was bad, you whipped me. Even when I didn't understand, you taught me. So today, I just wanted to share a little something for mothers that may be listening in today. You may not have called. This is not a shout message. This is not a message to run all across town, maybe. But this is a message from the heart. Because mothers go through so much for their children, trying to keep them out of jail, keep them out of prison, keep them off of drugs, keep them out of bad company, keep them from alcohol. Mothers go through a lot. They need to be appreciated every day, not just one day a week. They should be loved and know that they are loved. That's what we should do for our mothers. We should be right there for them if it's anything we can do for our mothers. Because you have forgotten about one day. She had to do everything for you when you couldn't do for yourself. One day, she missed a meal that you might be able to get on where you're going. One day, She was able to send you to college, whether she was a single parent. Turn around and appreciate your mother. Hug your mother today. Kiss your mother. Call and tell her how much you love her today. And if you have a neighbor that don't have any children, let them adopt you. You be their child. But love them. When we think about how many parents today, come Mother's Day, that don't have children, never had a child, and wish they did. So just think about for you all that have a mother. Love your mother long as you can. Cherish her long as you can. Let her know how much you love her. Not just one day a week or one day a year, but every day. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath being angry with your mother, because she brought you in the world. She could have had aborted you or did anything, but she chose the right way, the right path, to keep you covered. So today on this program, we are saying, Mothers, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, to all the grandmothers. We give you praise this today. We give you honor because you are worthy to be praised. And we thank God for each and every one of you all that tuned into the show today. We hope it was something that was said on this show today that draws you closer to your mother, and that you are able to go and let your mother know how much you really love her, how much you care about her. So we thank you for tuning in to the show today. We know it wasn't a shout message maybe, but we want to say thank God for mothers today. We can smile. We can be happy. They encourage us. When we need somebody to talk to, there'll be a shoulder that you can lean on, that you can tell all your troubles to God and to them. When you're in need of something, you can go to mother and ask her. She may fuss a little while, don't understand, but if she's a good mother, she's going to end up giving in to you. So today, please, let it be Mother's Day every day. Give God the praise today. I thank everyone that tuned into the show today. I thank everyone that came in on the line today that was giving God praise for what all he do. I had a guest that was supposed to come on, but I see she didn't come on today. But God bless her. We're going to give her praise in advance. And we thank you for everyone that listened to the show today, whether in the archives or listen at your desk, listen in your home. We want to say thank you, because it's a blessing to be a mother, to have your children yet living. And if you don't have any children, adopt one, because God will. He is the provider. I'm a living witness. He will provide for you every step of the way. Because he loves you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. We give God praise, and we give him thanks. So until next week, we'll have another exciting topic. But today we wanted to recognize mothers and tell you two of the attributes of godly women and the things that they do for their children. Parents will do some things that you never dreamed possible for their children. Because they love their children. They love what they stand for. And we're going to give God praise today. And we ask you to please come back next week and tune into the broadcast. We would prefer if you came on broadcast, but if you can't, we know you have to hit the archives. But we would really appreciate if you come in and write into the station and let us know if you enjoy the topics that we are bringing. Or if you like the show, come on to the show sometime. We would love to hear from you all. We would love to have you on the show sometime. So call us or write us, email us, let us know. And we're going to give God the praise today, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And so without any further ado, until next week, We're going to say goodbye. Have a wonderful weekend. And God love you, and so do I. Bye-bye.